Hello, I'm T.S. Wright, founder and president of the God Center Concept and host of the Kingdom Crossroads podcast. Our mission is clear. We are here to help spark a great harvest, a revival, if you will, across the United States. That's why we are launching the 2540 campaign. Over the next 40 days, we're going to ask people to join us, just like you, and to give a one-time tax-deductible gift of $25 and partnering us with this mission, and then sharing this vision with other people so we can expand our reach in powerful ways. God is calling us to work, and together we can see lives transformed and hearts awaken. You can simply scan this QR code or go to www.godcenteredconcept.com to make this one-time gift to our ministry. Thank you for being a part of this community. Your prayers and your support mean more than you will ever know. May God bless you in all that He calls you to do. And as we always say here, now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin. Welcome to the show that combines biblical truth with the purpose of sparking revival. Committed to spreading the gospel, this is your Kingdom Crossroads podcast. And now, your host, T.S. Wright. Welcome, everyone, to the Kingdom Crossroads. I'm your host, T.S. Wright, and I'm so glad you could join us today. Before we dive into today's episode, if you haven't already, please take a moment to follow or subscribe and give us a like. This ensures you won't miss out on any of our future episodes, and your likes help boost our visibility. Thank you for being a part of the Kingdom Crossroads community. Joining us today is Barry Lunny Sr. And yes, I have to use the senior because I also know Junior, and you guys may know Junior because he's a college football coach. Anyway, Coach Lunny Sr. here, and I have to call him Coach, so because that's the way I've always known him. He formerly was a head football coach in high school, and he's made some stops in the state of Arkansas as a head coach. He coached at Fort Smith Southside, which is where I was introduced to him. He came in my junior year, and he was there from what year did you leave?
I left in 2005.
So in 2005, he left and went to Bentonville High School. He won four state championships at Fort Smith Southside. He won four state championships at Bentonville, and he retired in 2015 from coaching. However, I'm going to say this, and I think this is important for all of our listeners to understand. His biggest contribution, and he had many in coaching football, was not coaching football. It was his involvement in FCA, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. His life's calling has been, as a coach, to be able to impact young people. And I am one of those people that got impacted by him, even though I played basketball, I didn't play football at Southside. I was impacted by his message and the message of the hope of salvation through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And him and Coach Johnson, who was my coach at the time, he's since passed away, but those two used to lead FCA huddle groups on basically at their homes and everything else after practices. And I remember those several times and going to several of those events. Anyway, Coach Lunny had a tremendous impact on many young people. And the thing is, he still does. Even after he retired, he has stayed heavily involved with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. So, Coach, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Scott. Good to be here. Appreciate it.
You bet. So, to kick this off, and not to use a football pun here, but to kick this thing off, Coach, I have a question that just to basically help our listeners understand your story. Tell us a little bit about your coaching journey and how you got involved in FCA and kind of where that maybe that calling came from.
Sure. Well, it's the start of a coaching career for me was just, I remember sitting in my room in August, waiting for school to start, actually for football practice to start at Northside High School, Fort Smith Northside, where I went to school. And I went in my senior year just kind of thinking, what am I going to do with the rest of my life? If I graduate and I go to college, what am I going? What's the future? You know, what am I looking at? And I just really just sense, again, but I'm going to come regress here in just a little bit, but I sense that coaching is what I want to do. I want to make a difference in somebody's life like my coaches had done in my life. Sure. And my coach, Bill Stansel, and my father played football together at the University of Arkansas. So I grew up in my dad coached for a few years. I grew up around coaches, and my high school football coach took us, being the football team, from Fort Smith to Estes Park, Colorado, between my sophomore junior year and my junior and my senior year. And first time I'd ever been to Colorado. I want to go see the mountains. So yeah, let's go. He went out in the community, raised money to be able to charter buses and take us to Estes Park for a national conference, FCA conference. And between my junior and my senior year, that year in particular, there's lots of great athletes that came in and spoke. But there was one guy in particular that spoke, and I tell this story now to young kids and they don't get it and they don't appreciate it. Unfortunately, a coach who was America's coach was sharing his faith, and I was on the front row or second row, and he's within 10 feet of me, and he's sharing his faith in Christ. And it was really the first time in my life that I ever heard the gospel presented in its, what I call the true gospel presented. Sure. The coach was Tom Landry.
Wow.
And, you know, for many of
Dallas Cowboy legend.
And I thought the impact that he made on me that night in understanding the clarity of the gospel. And I look back to my coaches and their faith in having FCA meetings on Thursday afternoons and that they provided for us. Just made a huge impact in my life, and it changed my life. It literally changed my life and my eternal life. And that was the beginning of the start for me. And if I got into coaching, I knew that if I ever had a chance to be a head coach or even as assistant, to find an opportunity to start a, what we call, you've alluded to it already, an FCA huddle.
Sure.
We call it huddles, where we have an opportunity to bring in speakers to share the gospel to kids. So I'm going to do that. And that's where it started. And my second coaching stop was at Greenwood, Arkansas, 1975, I think it was. And I had an opportunity a couple of years after being there to, even though I was assistant coach, to be able to start a huddle. It was one of the great joys of my life. I actually drove a yellow school bus all the way from Greenwood, Arkansas to Estes Park, Colorado.
Oh, wow.
And I'm glad I did it. I wouldn't do it again.
Sure.
Well, I would, knowing the results. But we took 23 athletes. We raised money in a marathon basketball game in the community and scholarship all those kids. And that was my first year being a sponsor and leading FCA.
Wow. Well, that's and what year was that?
I think that was 77, I think so. 77 or
wow.
78. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm going to tell you guys, Coach Lonnie's been around for a while, and he's been
an old guy. Yeah,
but the thing is he's been involved with Arkansas athletics for a long time, and pretty much everybody in Arkansas, all the coaches, and in that kind of circles, everybody knows who he is. And Coach, I think you and I talked about the story that I had, and you know, my freshman year in college is when I received Christ, when I gave my life to Christ, and it really kicked in just the walk when I hit about my senior year in college. But when I was in high school, I remember attending the huddles that you and Coach Johnson had. Mm-hmm. And I think I told you the story that it was really those seeds that got me curious about the process of receiving Christ. Yes. And what that looked like. And then, of course, I was working with an on-campus minister in my freshman year, and it was kind of like, those seeds started to sprout.
Yeah.
And then on April 9th, 1992, I received Jesus right there at my door. So I, so just for you listeners, so Coach Lonnie planted the seeds that helped me to receive Jesus. And I think that's an important thing for you guys to know, is that you may be sharing your faith and that person may not receive Christ with your contact face to face, but you may be planting those seeds and then it may happen a few years later. You know, we got to remember that sometimes it happens with that person, you and them, But sometimes it's the seeds that you plant that bloom later on. And so I just want you guys to understand that. And that is actually a part of my story. And Coach Lenny is a part of that. So getting back to your career and kind of your path here, what is your current role with FCA? And how do you consider, or how do you continue to support FCA here in Arkansas?
Yeah, Scotty, it's changed even since we visited last. It's a really long story, and it's something we can't go into today. But I was asked to come in and to do this at FCA, and you know, they got titles and stuff. You know, sure. I ended up becoming a regional multi-area director. Okay. They gave us a couple more counties, Northwest Arkansas. We had 8 counties. I was tasked to try to continue to raise support that we could hire people to come into different areas that we've sure. never really had what we call area reps, people in the community that were ministering to schools. So we did that. God's favor was just incredible. There's some, some tremendous God stories that only He could have done in the midst of it. But I've worked myself to, I've replaced myself, and I've hired and replaced myself. And currently I'm what they call an ambassador, which is more just a voluntary person. I don't have to hire anybody anymore. Sure. I don't have to really go out and raise support to continue to keep hiring. I didn't mind that at sure. all, because it's God's work and kingdom, but it was just time for me to transition to a different part. So I'm what we call an ambassador. My role, really what I love doing, isn't changed. I still get to go see coaches and athletes. Amen. I just don't have as much responsibility, which at this time in my life, it gives me more flexibility and spending more time at the school developing relationships. So that's kind of what I'm doing right now, just continue to support the ministry that we have. You know, FCA, Scotty, is an outstanding ministry. It started in 1954, I believe it was. I hope I don't miss the year. In the state of Oklahoma, by a man named Don McLennan, who had a dream to use athletics to promote Jesus Christ. They were using athletes back in the 40s and 50s after the war to advertise for, unfortunately, cigarette commercials, but it is what it is, and other commercials. And he said, why don't we use these athletes, those who know Christ, and use that to promote the Christian faith? And that's the way it started. And that's you just alluded to something that's been a real, it's not been a burden for me, but it's been an enlightenment for me over the years about planting seeds, right?
Yes. Amen.
It's not my particular job or your job or somebody's job to get people saved.
Right.
Now that sounds kind of, what do you mean, you know, but it's not. Scripture says some plant, some water,
yep.
God gives the increase.
That's right.
And when I hear your story and some others of people, I actually had one this morning with breakfast with a strength conditioning coordinator, and just a reminder of the influence that you have through, we've been blessed to get through athletics and to be able to share. And I like to say sometimes I feel like my job, although I can't prove it biblically, is to plow open the ground, you know, to plow open the hard ground. That's the Holy Spirit's work. But
yeah.
to really get the ground fertile for the seeds to take place, that somebody else, whoever, it doesn't matter. It's kingdom work. And that's the kind of like athletics, isn't it?
There's, it is.
Everybody has a role.
Yep.
And not everybody's the quarterback. Not everybody's the star 3-point shooter like you were. Everybody's, you know, the postman wants to please shoot threes. The threes want to post up. That's not their role primarily. And I think a big key is being able to find our calling in the body of Christ and be able to plug in and be happy with that and be thankful for what role, whatever role Amen. It is we have, because it's God has ultimately given the increase.
You know, Paul in the scriptures alludes to that over and over. Yeah. You can go into the epistles and his different letters. Yeah. For those who don't know what epistles are, that's kind of an old school term. And he talks about those roles.
Sure.
And I think that's important, you know, hearing the message that Coach Lonnie's giving us about that is that when we have roles that God gives us in our callings, we need to perform those roles.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just Him giving us the role. It's us being obedient to the calling and pursuing Him in that call.
Right.
And so, and ultimately what that's going to mean is you're going to pursue other people. you know.
And sometimes, forgive me for.
No,
sometimes that's the struggle with the ministry for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is that FCA is a club. It is an organization, yes. Club that gets approved at the school. That's the way the gospel is getting to the school, because it's a club.
Amen.
It has to be voluntary attended nowadays, which that's another whole story.
Right.
You know, it can't be pressured from the coach and all
sure.
that. But it's an organization that gets us. It's the vehicle to get the gospel on that campus. The real challenge that we have is we bring a speaker in, or you get to have a hold that a coach maybe gets to come in or share, or an athlete that we can bring in, or somebody in the community that come in and share their faith. We get 15 minutes, maybe,
yeah.
10 or 12 minutes in a club meeting to be able to present the gospel. The struggle is that we don't get a lot of follow-up time to foster that. In many schools, some we do. Many times it's just we get a chance to come in and scatter the seed, and we've got to pray and pray and pray and trust that God will do something that we just don't have the ability to do.
Sure.
We don't get a lot of follow-up in some schools. We don't sometimes have coaches in a school that are Christian coaches. They agree to allow the club to meet. And so we're limited in access, and we've just got to trust the Holy Spirit to do His work on He can. And maybe that one seed that's planted 5 years, 10 years, maybe 5 months from now, something has happened in that child, that young man or young girl's life that will draw. Maybe there's a Christian teammate that can foster that, or maybe they go to church for the first time, and that seed that was planted now becomes to bear fruit for something to pastor. So it's trusting. We have to trust the Holy Spirit to do. God says His word does not return void. And so that's why it's incumbent when we screen people to come in and talk, I want them to share God's word, not necessarily that person's story.
Right.
Which can be impactful.
Yes.
But also the gospel of His word, yes. being preached and put and laced in there. Because His word won't return void. Mine might.
Yep.
That's but right. His word won't.
That's exactly right. And, you know, this all reminds me of the story of when Peter first is with Jesus and they're on the boat. And he said, I want you to give up catching fish, and I'm going to make you a fisher of men. And, you know, that's what we are. And every one of us in the body of Christ fits somewhere in a role to do that. Because ultimately, we're kingdom builders. That's what we're called to be in whatever capacity that you're serving in. I don't care if you're coaching, teaching, if you're a student, you're an athlete, if you're in the business world, or, you know, whatever your role is in life, in the occupations and the many hats that we all wear, I think it's important to remember the kingdom building is first.
Yep.
That is our primary role. So, and you talk about the biggest challenge, and you know the Lord's gave you this calling, and I love the Tom Landry story, of course, you know, back in football. But are there any like just examples of people, maybe athletes that you remembered over the years, maybe one or two of them that really just stand out to you? Something that, you know, through FCA you saw a transformation, you know, in somebody's life through the impact of doing these huddles, doing the things, whether it's while you were coaching or even after you were coaching.
Yeah, there's a lot. I was alluding to a strength and conditioning man that came into my life when I first came here, and just challenges he was going through coming from a different environment, different state. Just really struggling in so many ways, and just being able to, through a confrontation actually with one of my coaches, he was involved with our program at the time, and he just got, there was a confrontational, not a physical confrontation, but just over some workout space,
sure.
right? And he came to me and was upset, and just you know, strength and conditioning guys, I got this.
Oh, yeah.
Territorial thing about him, and I love it. That's what I love about him. But I just, you know, the Lord just used me in a situation, which was crazy because I can get confrontational myself sometimes. Yeah. And just
goes with the territory of coaching, by the way, just so you guys
know. So it just softened my heart toward him. I just was able to see some pain. You know, sure. God allowed me to see through what he was saying some pain and hurt in his life. And I can't even remember the question that I asked him after he vented, but it wasn't even related to what he was venting about. It was just something in his personal life.
Sure.
And it just melted.
Wow.
I mean, it just melted and got glassy eyed. And I thought, oh, okay. I hit a nerve.
Sure.
And it was a deeper rooted thing that he was going through. And a long story short, over decades, now it's been 18 years, the relationship that's happened and his incredible impact in our community. It's just, even today, I was just reminded, just listening to him, I was just like, goodness gracious, only God can do something like this. And I'm glad, thankful that I got to be a part of it, right? Sure. And sometimes that's the battle of my flesh is you start thinking, the I was him.
That's
and,
right.
And the vulnerability and what transpired that God used me, because myself, in my own flesh, he was wrong, and I was going to bow up and defend my coach.
Right.
Right? And yeah. The natural that I wanted to do, I just didn't, and it had an impact on him that has been remarkable. I got stopped recently at a benefit for a fundraiser for a mutual friend of ours from a doctor, who's a retired doctor, a dentist, in from the Greenwood area. Just this was so good. This is so good. And he said, I don't see him a lot. Matter of fact, he still lives in Greenwood, but he was in Fayetteville for this fundraiser for a mutual friend of ours who has a nonprofit raising money for disability kids.
Sure.
And he came up to me and we hugged and just, it was good to see him again. I hadn't seen him probably in 8 to 10 years or so. And he said something to me that goes along with what we're talking about, scattering seeds.
Sure.
He was on that bus trip to Estes Park, Colorado.
Oh, Greenwood. Wow.
And he said to me, Coach, I started going to FCA at your house because you were the new coach. And I saw that this meant something to you. And he said, so I'm ashamed to say it, but I went to FCA because I thought if I did, you would think more of me and I'd have a better chance of playing.
Sure.
Now, he had enough to tell me that, right?
Right.
Which I knew that happened.
Oh, yeah.
It happens. And he said, I went with you the next year to Estes Park, Colorado, because I thought it was going to help me play.
Sure.
And he said, I've got to tell you, because that trip to Estes Park, the seeds got in, and that's the reason I became a Christian.
Wow.
And I'm an elder, and I knew he was a Christian,
right?
And an elder in my church.
Wow.
He said, I think you just needed to know that. And that's another impact of God's word. He came for the wrong reasons, but he came.
Really came.
And the seed will not, God's word, mine will, yours will, people's will, but God's word will not return void. Amen. It has a chance. And I've had similar stories. And again, this is not about me. It's about, again, praising our Lord and how he works. And I usually get blown away from that. And my flesh tries to creep in sometimes.
Sure.
But you know, it's those this morning, again, helped me to understand the legacy and the seeds we plant are just, it bears fruit and it's got a chance to bear more fruit long after we're gone in those that it bore fruit in, right?
Amen.
I mean, that's the eternal impact. So those are precious things that I, you know, sometimes you get you get burdened down and laborious work sometimes, and sometimes you go as FCA or you may be witnessing to people and it seems like the walls are closed and you get turned away and they don't want to hear it. And it can be discouraging, and it can be, you know, it's like coming out of a game and looking at the scoreboard, you're, you know, fourth quarter, you're down 28-6.
Sure.
It can be daunting if you let it and just say, you know, what's the use?
Right.
But you keep chipping away, don't you?
That's right.
And you don't know. I'm not responsible for the outcome, and I have to keep, but I am responsible to keep when those appointments come and I have the opportunity to throw a seed. What they do with it's out of my hand.
Amen. Amen. You know, and part of that thing, you know, the coming out of the game at 28-6, you know, thinking through that, you know, if you, in the book of Revelation chapters 2 and 3, at the very end of each of those churches, there's a reward for overcoming, persevering. And if you're a person who is sharing their faith with people and you, quote, don't think you're having a lot of success, be careful with that, because you may just be planting seeds and those seeds are going to come to fruition. It, especially if you're on the front lines and you're sharing that for the first time with somebody, that may take some time for that to develop in people. You know, you know, people's guards are up, their skepticisms are up, their defense walls are up, just like you were talking about with the strength training coach. And it may take time for those walls and those barriers to come down. But if you start planting the seeds later on, when those walls do come down, their hearts become fertile and they get planted. So I'm just telling you listeners out there, if you've ever shared your faith and you feel that frustration, just, you know what, give that to the Lord. The results, as Coach Lenny just said, belong to Him. And we need to always remember that.